This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, the foundation of Islam is based on one fundamental belief, and that is the belief in the resurrection after death. That we will come back to life after death, and we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be held to account. This is the fundamental belief of Islam, and everything in Islam revolves around that. Why must I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa Allahu la ilaha illa hu, that He is Allah and there is no one worthy of worship except Him? Why should I believe that? Because I will die and I will be resurrected and I will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should I believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after whom there is no messenger, and believing this means that I should follow him? Why should I do that? Because I will die and I will be resurrected and I will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why must I pray 5 times a day? Why must I fast in Ramadan? Why must I give zakat? Why must I do hajj? Right? Why must I do all my actions, all the good actions specified in Islam? I should speak the truth. I must have honesty. I must have integrity. I must have haya. I must have sharam. I must have dignity. All of the stuff that we talk about in Islam, all the do's. Why should I do them? Because I will die and I will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will be resurrected and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why must I avoid sins? Why must I avoid zina and drinking alcohol and gambling and buying and selling of haram? And why must I avoid and not indulge in interest-based earnings? Why must I not lie and not cheat and not slander and not backbite? And why must I not be not given to anger? Why must I not use profanity? You know, all that, you make the longest list you want. Short answer at the end of all that, why must I not do all those things? Apart from the fact that all of these things, the good things have intrinsically good effects and the bad things have intrinsically evil effects, why must I not do them? What is the real reason? Because I will die and I will be called to account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Please think about this. The biggest opposition that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had from the Quraysh, from the mushrikeen of Makkah, was for this. They did not object to worshipping Allah. They objected to this belief that they will be brought back to life and they will be called to account. They said, this we will not believe. Because this is the belief which is the bridle in the mouth of the horse. It keeps the horse on the straight path and it saves the horse from going off and falling off the cliff. Keeps the horse in control. What is that? The fact that I will be called to account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The mushrikeen of Makkah fought against that because they believed this to be true and they refused it. Today we have Muslims who say it is true but they live their lives as if it does not exist. Tell me who's better. The thing to do is ask ourselves this question. Not to get others. Ask ourselves, do I believe that I will be resurrected? Of course you believe you will die. Nobody in this world is foolish enough to say I won't die, because he knows he will die. He knows he has seen other people dying. But will I be resurrected? Will I stand before Allah? Will I be called to account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will I have to answer? Let us use Ramadan to sit and reflect on this and convince ourselves once and for all that sadaqa Allah wa sadaqa Rasulullah. وَصَدَقَ قَلَامُ اللَّهِ. That Allah is true and His Nabi is true and the Kitab of Allah is true. Yes, we will be resurrected. Yes, we will be brought to account. Let us change our lives so that day of resurrection, that day when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be the most beautiful day of our lives. Well, we can look forward to the reward of Allah. We can look forward to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this for all of you, and I ask you to make dua for this for me, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. May Allah bless you, may Allah guide you, may Allah protect you, may Allah forgive you. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.